white ladies, y'all funny as fuck, man. Stop being so goddamn scary. Every time y'all see a black man, y'all grabbing y'all goddamn purse and shit like you strong, bitch. You vegan. If I want that goddamn purse, I'ma snatch the fuck out of that purse. Allison, you think clutching it is making it safe? If you don't sit that goddamn purse down, bitch.
Get out my car with your stinking ass. You look like an Uber driver, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. One of them Uber drivers that can't speak English. I told you I make a laugh. I told you I make a laugh. Like, please stop. Please stop. Like, I'm right here. Please.
This nigga said.
I don't. I got hacked today, so I'm trying to tell the truth. You hear me?
Yeah, man. That shit was crazy.
You see that shit, man? Man, boy. I'm glad I had two phones to catch that stupid shit. I'm glad I got friends like y'all.
She get up. I'm like, bitch, you ain't gonna finish the word?
What is that, a t-shirt or some drawers? What is that? Oh, y'all gonna make it seem like I'm fucked up, like they don't just tie a t-shirt?
How long y'all been together, baby? 23 years? God damn, nigga, you got that Benjamin Button shit. You's a young face old nigga. That's what it is.
That pussy look just like that mic. You missed the spot, baby. You missed the spot.
Hey, man, I'm through talking to you, bro. You a fucked up individual. And you'll say anything to these people.
And this is closed session. Dawg, what's up? I remember it was just like me and a couple homies, dawg. Vibing in the studio and ain't nobody know me, dawg. I told niggas then that you could pay me like you owe me, dawg. This never been done before, so what you finna show me, dawg? Of all time, call this nigga, yeah, you know he raw. The whole West Side is in here too, you know I fuck with y'all.
Now, I brought some fellas
and
in here
I
with me. I brought Chico
homies,
Bean
dog.
In here with me tonight, y'all.
Yeah.
I brought my man DC Young Fly in here with me tonight, y'all.
Ride into the studio and ain't
we got the sensei in here. Carlos Miller is in the building, y'all.
I do this for my homies, dog.
So if you don't know, now you know. Make sure you go to YouTube. Subscribe to the 85 South Show. Twitter and Instagram. Tell two friends. Tell somebody you didn't get along with. Tell your sister-in-law. She probably don't get along with your sister. Y'all can link up, watch the 85 South Show, then y'all be cool. You feel what I'm saying? We in California, y'all. It's our first time being on the West Coast, so we happy as hell, y'all. Give it up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we got a great show for you tonight. We got a great show, and we're going to get it going right now. We got a special guest coming out, y'all. Y'all seen this man on HBO, Def Comedy Jam. You seen this man on All Def Digital. You seen this man on the 85 South Show. Y'all give it up for my nigga, Mr. Nate Jackson, y'all.
What up? I want some more love. What up? Ooh, y'all in here too. Got your good shit on too. Look at y'all. Looking like a hood church in this bitch. I gotta find me a new church, man. My church lasts too long. I go to a little country church and start at 10 in the morning. We get out at night. It's just disrespectful. We got a lady that sings every Sunday and she ain't even in the choir. It just get good to her. She get up. I'm like, bitch, you ain't gonna finish the word? You ever be so hungry at church, you cuss in your head like, man, if this nigga passed this motherfucking plate around, bitch. Jesus be on the cross like, these niggas bullshit. We sing too long, black people. They gonna stop letting us do the national anthem. See, because white people singing that shit is 3 minutes. That's however long it is on that sheet music. Niggas singing, you be like, is this America, nigga? I seen Tyrese singing on a Mayweather fight. The nigga sang so long, I didn't know it was for us no more. Diddy almost came out. Just take that, take that, take that. I said, what the fuck? That nigga said, Say, I was like, nigga, wait, nigga, if it takes 30 minutes to get to Osei, do you know how long it's gonna take for the rockets glare, nigga? We're disrespectful as fuck. I seen Aretha Franklin singing on a Detroit Lion playoff game. They don't never go to the playoffs, so they was excited. I knew it was gonna be long. I saw it. I was like, I'm gonna go make some nachos. This is about to be hella long. This bitch broke the Guinness Book of World Records, 13 minutes and 56 seconds. I knew it was gonna be long because they brought her out with an organ. I was like, nigga, is that an organ, nigga? At least a piano will die out. Nigga, an organ gonna give it to you as long as it's plugged in. Aretha went crazy. She did all the old nigga tricks. She was deviling up on lines, re-singing shit. And the home. I said, bitch, how many houses of the brave do you have, bitch? It's just one home. You got a whole community of bravery, bitch? Trying to date. My love life is in fucking shambles. Can't find a good woman. Good woman in here? Any good women? Clap. You're lying. You bitches are lying. I want the truth. I'm trying to get to the truth. Let's find out, goddammit. If you're a good woman, you're the sacrifice. You really got your shit together, right? You meant your claps just now. You was like, I'm a good bitch. Yes, yeah. And your girl was next to you clapping too. And you know this bitch. You know her spirit. You looked at her claps like, bitch, why are you clapping? Did you hear what the nigga asked? If she in here and she ain't shit and she just lied, clap for her now. Where's she at? They're going one right. Look, both of them clapping for each other. Front row, and neither one of them shit. We're going to play a game, process of elimination style. We're going to find out who really got their shit together. I'm going to say a list of shit. If you got the shit on the list, you clap for yourself. You hear something on the list you don't have, don't clap. No more. You out. And don't nobody want you. Now don't get mad at me, I'm just a messenger. If you're a good woman, clap again. Where you at, good women? Keep clapping if you got a job, a car, a place to stay, a fat ass. You got some bomb ass pussy. You know how to cook without a microwave. You got all your teeth. You got pretty feet. You know how to read. You know how to write. You pay all your bills. Your hair is done under your hair. Let's just stop. No, we should just stop. No, because you bitches are lying. You're lying. Nigga, they're lying, nigga. There's a bitch back there that stopped on teeth. Like, nigga, I got a, What about crowns and bridges? Nigga, I can't get back in. Bitch, you're out. I think it's worth note that out of all the shit I said, bomb ass pussy was the loudest clap. Y'all act like that trump everything else. Nigga, everything else matters too. Look, she was out of there. I don't have tea. Y'all got excited over the good pussy. You was like, got some fire pussy. They be lying about that shit too, fellas. Don't let them lie to you. I had a girl tell me she had the best pussy I'd ever have. Nigga, I got it. I was like, pussy was so big, I heard my voice in that motherfucker. I was like, I'm about to go down on you, on you, on you. On you, on you, on you. I said, bitch, did my voice just leave and come back? Furthermore, how long was it gone? Each second is 10 feet. That's a 50, a damn 50-foot, five-story bust. I lost my shit. It was changing what I said. I'm like, hey, yo. I said, yo, shit. What kind of pussy is this? Nigga, throw a rope. Nigga, who's in there? The Lakers, the Lakers, the Lakers. I'm like, oh, nigga, all of them? Even Magic, Magic, Magic. No, I'm stupid. All right, listen. I just want to come up here and talk to y'all for a minute. Again, my name's Nate Jackson. If you're on the gram and all that shit, it's Mr. Nate Jackson. This show is about to begin and take off in a way that Long Beach been deserved. I want y'all to pick y'all energy up. I want everybody clapping in this bitch right now. Because I'm bringing my motherfucking dog to the stage. We did Wildin' Out together. This is my motherfucking Nick. Give it up. Make some noise for the one and the only Chico B. Before you opened up your gap, I had respect for your lady, but now I take it all back, 'cause you gave me all your pussy. My balls. Leave your number on the cabinet, and I promise, baby, I'll give you a call.
Goddamn.
Next time I'm feeling kind of horny, you can come on over and I'll break you off. And if you can't fuck that day, baby, just lay back and open your mouth.
What'd he say?
'Cause I have never met a girl that I love in the whole wide world.
This that gangsta shit, long.
Well, if corrupt, give a fuck about a bitch, I'll never be broke. I never had no motherfucking endo to smoke. I get smoked and loony. Bitch, you can't do me. Do we look like BBD? You hoochie groupie. I have no love for hoes. That's something that I learned in the past. So how the fuck am I supposed to pay this hoe? To the latest hoe. I know the pussy's minds. I'ma fuck a couple more times and then I'm through with it. There's nothing else to do with it. Pass it to the homie. Now you hit it. 'Cause she ain't nothing but a bitch to me. And y'all know that bitches ain't shit to me. I give some fuck. Why don't y'all pay attention? Approach her with a different proposition. I'm corrupt, hope you'll never be my only one. Trick ass bitch.
It ain't no fun if the homies can.
Man, that is that should be the fucking national anthem right there. The way that Lift Corrupt gave a fuck about a bitch, I'd always be broke. I'd never had no motherfucking endo to smoke. You wouldn't, nigga. He was right. Nigga, oh my God, I'm in Long Beach right now. I'm so excited, man. I'm in the LBC, man. It's my first time here. But you know what I mean? Y'all show me so much love out here, man. First of all, I just want to say rest in peace to Nate Dogg. I've been waiting on an opportunity to come to Long Beach and say this. Nate Dogg don't get the credit he deserves as an R&B singer. Nate Dogg is one of the greatest to ever do it. And I'm going to tell y'all why. Because he was the only nigga to sing gangsta shit the way he sung it. When he said, the next stop is the Eastside Motel. I've been riding around Long Beach all day looking for the Eastside Motel. I'm like, nigga, they must have tore that shit down and turned it into an In-N-Out or something. That shit ain't even here no more. Miss Nate Dogg, he could have sang about anything with that voice he had, man. Like, I don't understand how he not on the pantheon of greatest R&B singers. Like, that nigga voice was just, I ride with the, I fly with the loneliness from the LBC. All of those wanna kick it with me, 'cause I run with Warren G. Nick down of the valley. He made other niggas sing like that. I remember I used to be in my living room in D.C. just singing my goofy shit. Captain Crunch, yeah, I ain't ate lunch, yeah, I'm hungry, yeah. Nigga, I miss that nigga Nate Dogg, man. Like, and it's the thing, like, Long Beach is a unique city I see from being here today. Like, first of all, I just want to give some respect to a city that got nothing but Crips in it, nigga.
know how tough that got to be for the Bloods to just be like, you know what? Never mind, nigga. Nope, I'm good. I ain't even going over there. It's too many of them niggas. I met a nigga from Long Beach one time, man, and this is a true story. This is the first time I ever got gangbanged on. Nigga from Long Beach gangbanged on me at the mall. And I ain't know, you know, when you from other places, and to the dudes in here that might be from, you know what I mean, in a gang or whatever, let me just tell you, when somebody is from out of town, they really don't be knowing what the fuck y'all niggas be talking about, man. Dude walked up on me at the Fox Hills and was like, yeah, what's that red hat about? I'm like, it's a nice color, my G. He was like, nigga, you want to catch the fade? I'm like, nigga, where the football at? I can catch a fade, nigga. I can catch a fade, a post route, anything. I don't know what the fuck is going on with that shit. But the thing is, I always wondered, like, being from Long Beach, like, how the fuck do you niggas, it's no disrespect to the white people, excuse me, but this is for my niggas right here. It's for my niggas. How do you niggas not rob that shipyard, man? As hard as it is to live in California, nigga, the cost of living out here is fucked up. You paying $3,000 a month for a crawl space out this bitch. Ain't nowhere in the world I'd be living like that. Nigga, I'd have been to rob the shit out of one of them big-ass containers. I wouldn't give a fuck what I got. Nigga, I'd be the largest distributor of dildos in the country. I'd get whatever I can get out that motherfucker. Every time we was riding past on that big-ass bridge, that shit made me want to do a Grand Theft Auto mission. I'm like, Carlos, pull over there, nigga. We can get some cocaine or something from over that motherfucker. I know it's some shit over there. And the weed... I have to talk about the marijuana here in California. I have to. No, I wasn't saying it to clap about the shit, no. Listen, let me tell you something. California, y'all should be proud because y'all have the most honest weed salesman in the country. Everybody everywhere else is lying like a motherfucker. I realized yesterday that was my first time ever smoking some loud or gas. When I get back the way I live, I might call J.G. Wentworth on them niggas that was selling me. Cause I want my money and I want it now. Like, I'm not about to let you motherfuckers keep robbing me and I done been to L.A. and smoked some shit. Let me tell you something. Truth, nigga, I got so high last night, I'm in an Airbnb, I done poured a bowl of cereal in a flower pot, nigga. It took me a whole episode of Martin to eat that cereal. I'm like, nigga, why this shit don't run out, nigga? God damn. Too high, man. Hey, how you doing, baby? She just recording right in front. I know you a whole gangster. And she said, and what, nigga? Yep. My daughter love you. I'ma show her this shit for free, nigga. I pay, she pay. You don't know? It's all good. You know what I mean? You looking at me like I'm cute, though. I like the way you're looking at me. That's why, personal use? Really? The next stop is the East Side Motel. Has anybody in here ever fucked at the East Side Motel? Make some noise. Huh? What happened? I missed it. What the nigga right there say? This nigga right here? You done fucked at the East Side Motel before? Word? That's what it is. What's your name, G? That nigga said East Side Motel. That's your lady right there with you? How long y'all been together?
30 years.
Don't clap for that goofy ass nigga. This nigga 23 years old and then told y'all they've been together for 30 years. How long y'all been together, beautiful? You gotta talk to the woman to get the truth in the relationship. How long y'all been together, baby? 23 years? God damn, nigga, you got that Benjamin Button shit. You's a young face old nigga. That's what it is. God bless you. I know you fucked at the East Side Motel. You probably an original Long Beach Crip, nigga. Oh, man. And I just gotta give respect. I'm from Washington, D.C., man. I was born and raised in D.C. You know what I mean? Hell, you from D.C., my G?
Redskins forever.
That ain't what I asked you, nigga. Are you from D.C.?
The fuck did you like the football team? Are you from there? Are you from East Street? All right, that's what it... H Street. You just made that up. Let me tell you something. What's a popular street in Long Beach? Just Long Beach Boulevard. That's what niggas, when they not from a place and you see them somewhere else, you be like, yeah, I'm from Long Beach. Hey, Long Beach. What part? Oh, Long Beach Boulevard. Yeah. And then the strangers don't know the nigga lying and shit. But I got to give respect to y'all, man, because I'm from D.C. and we got music called Go-Go. And Go-Go music, we do a dance called Beat Your Feet. And Beat Your Feet resembles the Crip Walk. And I watched this this YouTube channel, right? And, you know what I mean? It show all of the OGs and stuff from, it's called Kev Mac Videos. I don't know if you ever seen it before, but if you don't, you know what I mean, plug, watch it. And it show y'all history, all the OGs and stuff from the area. And he showed this old nigga from the 70s doing the Crip Walk. And I said, that nigga need an unsung right there. He need his own unsung. Because the Crip Walk, like, I see like OT Genesis do the Crip Walk and shit, right? And this nigga always at like a random gas station or somewhere like that. We got to fight to get the Crip Walk accepted on Dancing with the Stars. Like, that needs to happen. We need to start a petition and let a nigga just come out and do that shit. I ain't going to do it in here because, you know, old face gangster here. I know you fuck around and run up here and swing on a nigga with your young face, old ass nigga. That's what it is, man. But we got a great show on deck for y'all, man. You know what I mean? We appreciate you guys coming and selling this place out, man. Make some noise for yourselves, Long Beach. And, you know, this is a pleasure to do. Make some noise, my boy J.O.N. up here on the guitar. Damn, J.O.N. Having a good time. Yeah, they didn't look at you. Look at they fuck with you, J.O.N. They fuck with you, nigga. That's what you say when your homeboy might get some pussy. Oh, shit. Every nigga in it did that. Oh, nigga, she fucking with you, nigga. Ah, shit. Oh, she gonna get you some pussy. That's your area right there for the rest of the night. Whenever you play, just fucking lean towards them. How you doing, G? How you doing? I just wanted to say hello to you. You ain't laughed at shit the whole time. I don't know who bought you. He said, man, fucking talk shit. I don't care. I ain't gonna say nothing to you. You probably own all the 7-Elevens in all of Long Beach. I fuck around, say something wrong to this nigga. I can't buy no blunts or nothing when I leave here. Oh, you were the one talking about my cousin at the show, hey? No black and model for you. Bye-bye, buddy. Bye-bye, buddy. But like I said, man, this is the 85 South Show, man. We appreciate all of y'all for coming out and fucking with us, but I'm about to bring my brother to the stage. You guys have seen him, and he done had a real interesting day that I'm sure he about to tell y'all about. You dig? You know what I mean? So I need y'all to stop making some noise like you never seen them before, even though you did. Put your hands together one time. I need more energy than that. We in Long Beach. We in Long Beach. Make some noise for my motherfucking brother. The one, the only, DC Young Flow!
I'm serious, nigga. What y'all think about this, man? Hey, baby. Give me some bubblegum in this motherfucking tongue.
Cut it off, boy, your head, little hell, fuck wrong with you. What's up, Long Beach, y'all good? That nigga, that, well, you wouldn't drop the Jerry curl for shit, would you? Ah! Your shit look better than your girl shit. He be using your curl shit. He be using it. He be like, what that shit at? Look at this nigga. He like, he about to get on me. Yes, little head, I'm on your ass. What's your name? Who? Greedy? Three? You might have did 3 years in prison. Why they call you three? That's your favorite number? That's what they call you, three? Why would they call you three? You must only had 3 pair of pants in high school. That nigga had 20 shirts, 3 pair of pants. That nigga lay his pants out like, yep, there we go right now. We got 3 pair of pants. What you do for a living, three? What you do for a living, three? You do a lot. Let me guess, you got 3 jobs.
him. Ugly, boy, what you thought it was? Your head. Hold on, three. Hold on, three. Hold on, three. Is that right? Hold on. Where you? What's your name, OG? Eddie. Where you from, Eddie? You from who? Watermelo. Montebello. Where that's it? Right down the street. What you do for a living? You work at a pawn shop. I'm going down the line. Let me see who else in this motherfucker. Ooh, look at your braids. Ooh. That, boy, that hairstyle say, I suck dick. Good. I ain't lying. What's your name, baby? You did them braid. You did them braid right up. Ooh, you must be heavy-handed like a motherfucker, bud. What's your name, baby? Andrea. Andrea, what you do for a living? I work at a dispensary. You work at a dispensary? Yeah. Bitch, you said them shits on the street, too. I know what's going on. That's all you do? You just a dispensary worker?
I do data entry.
You do data entry? What the fuck is that? You observe information and do what?
I enter information.
You enter information. Bitch, you work at McDonald's. Stop playing with me. Bitch, I'm about to see a data entry. Bitch, you work at McDonald's. I know what's going on. You know this the front row. I got to see who all in here. What you do for a living? Who said that? What you do for a living? Them big old titties. God damn. Those some big ass titties. What size titties the mill? 40D? Damn. I know them titties can't wait to get home. Soon, I'm talking about just, I know they can't wait to get out of that bra. Soon as you get home, they just get. Ah! I like them sagging titties too, cause when you put them in the bra, they look like they smile. They just, when they drop them over. What you do for a living, titties? Hold on, hold on, wait a minute. Fuck no. Listen to this shit. What'd you say? You a radio personality. For who, bitch? Because everybody drove here and I don't. What radio? KDH on. KDHR.net. So you have a degree in liberal arts, but bitch, we talking about the podcast right now, bitch. KD, I'm trying to plug your shit in, so when these folk go home, bitch, they listen to your stupid ass. Follow to this bitch. Like, I'm like, this bitch do got a little show. This bitch got a show. So it's KDHR.net. And are you working every day, bitch? You on the podcast every day? Once a week? So what day, bitch, can we listen to you? This bitch got a season in the summertime on Tuesdays and in the fall on Thursdays. This bitch got three listeners, her auntie, and her grandma. She be on FaceTime on her podcast. Okay. Y'all make sure you catch KDHR in the summertime on Tuesdays. Nah, my hacker, y'all seen that shit? That, boy, that nigga got all in my shit. You seen that shit? That nigga was posting some disrespectful shit. Boy, the one that got me was the man with the thing thing. I ain't even see that shit. I was like, ah! I was like, please. Hey, back in the people, y'all good? Boy, that shit sound depressed like hell, but y'all mad as hell. Can y'all see me? I ain't even gonna lie, I'm pissed off, man. Who got the weed? You got some weed? You got no weed? No, you got the weed. All the Mexicans got the weed. But you strong as hell, S.A. What you do for a living? What you do for a living? I bet you know I do one-hand push-up, don't you? What you do for a living? You a space inspector? Oh, you an inspector for plane parts. What the fuck is a plane part?
Plane
parts. Oh, nigga, why you ain't say you work at the airport, stupid ass nigga? Nigga, you a mechanic for the plane, nigga. What the? This nigga, you the one of them niggas. I fly over you every week, nigga. I know who you is. God damn. You got on that church shirt. I like that church shirt. What's your name, auntie? Yeah, I don't know the big name. I gotta call auntie. Shit. Like a cougar anyway. Auntie, what you do for a living, auntie? Ooh, you bartend, you work at the airport, but you, I bet you ain't no plane inspector, bitch. I bet you ain't no plane inspector. What you do at the airport? Come on, man. Don't, come on, bitch. You got a job. Don't do that. So you security? Oh, you the nigga that's stealing out of folk bag, bitch. I know I had some cologne in there. That bitch done got my cologne. This bitch just stole my cologne. You be stealing all your little boyfriend cologne. I know what's going on. Okay. We got wig, we got three. We got the goddamn hairstylist and her friend. It big work at the goddamn airplane. Okay, Migo, you look like a little killer, but I ain't gonna say nothing. Got a Mexican with a leather hat, stupid ass boy. That nigga, I know that nigga sweating. That nigga, he big in hell. My main man got the yow. But you look high as hell in that bitch trying to be cool as hell. What you do for a living, OG? You a veterinarian? With the dogs and shit? It's your little stinking ass, man. I got time. Get out my car with your stinking ass. You look like an Uber driver, though. I ain't gonna lie to you. One of them Uber drivers that can't speak English. I told you I make a laugh. Like, please stop. Please stop. Like, I'm right here. Please. I'm about to cancel. Please don't cancel, please. All right, make sure I touch base with everybody in here. We got some white folk. Hey, little white woman, Judge Judy, I see you. Ah! What you do for a living, Judge Judy? You retired, duh, but I'm saying. This bitch get a pension. What you do for a living, Judge Judy? You retired from the, ooh, everybody in this bitch just. You retired from the Air Force, like the Air Force, Air Force. How many years you did?
22.
22? God damn. Uh-huh. Y'all supportive in this motherfucker. What you were doing in the Air Force though?
I worked network for secure system.
Network for secure system. The fuck is that? Huh? Super secret world stuff.
Squirrel
stuff. Oh, super secret squirrel stuff. Okay. I get where she going. Super secret world stuff, okay. Hey, man, we gonna keep this motherfucker rolling because they already tripping by too many niggas and they scared, y'all. You know what I'm saying? They scared. We in Long Beach. We got niggas on this side, all the Mexicans in the middle, okay. All the gangs watching each other, okay. I see what's going on. Niggas laughing and watching each other. Ah. Yeah, man, watch that nigga cuss. All right, now this next motherfucker I'm about to bring to the stage.
Hey, if you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, call Civic Tax Relief. They can give you some free information to free you up from the IRS. Clearly, I don't owe $10,000 to the IRS, but you might. So you may want to call Civic Tax Relief. Call the number. They can help you qualify for some free tax relief programs that may have your past due taxes forgiven. You may qualify for some relief programs to have your past due taxes forgiven. I'm serious. They know people like that, man. The people down there at Civic Tax, they can get you straight. Civic Tax Relief can protect you from the IRS. You can stop all the added penalties and fees and wage garnishments, man. I'm telling you, they for real.
Hey,
see what programs you may qualify for, man. Time is limited, the information is free, the consultation is free. Civic tax relief can protect you from the IRS, man. You can stop all those added penalties and fees and really break free from the IRS. Civic tax relief, special tax relief hotline, man, can help you figure out which programs you qualify for. Call now. Let me get the number for you. Hold on.
Yo, what's that tax
number? 1-800-297-6014. That's 1-800-297-6014. Ask for the good people over there at Civic Tax Relief, man. Because you may owe $10,000 or more, and they can qualify you for some programs to get your taxes forgiven. I'm telling you, I've been with them. How you think I got this house? They forgave all my taxes. Get the hell off my porch. Bye.
Yeah. Yeah. Get ready, little head. Get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Nigga, start swinging that shit. Get ready. Hey, nigga, get ready. You ready? All right, now this next motherfucker I'm about to bring to the stage, this nigga here is crazy. If you think I'm crazy, if you think Chico crazy, if you gotta pee, bitch, you need to go pee right the motherfuck now. Cause he about to turn this motherfucker out. Y'all done see this nigga all over MTV. Y'all done see this nigga all over BET. And you know he's far on the 85 South Show, Long Beach. Start making some noise right now for Carlos Miller.
Woo! Yeah. Welcome to the church, volume 2. Exclusive 213. Got my nephew Nate Dogg in the house. Nate Dogg, holla at him, where you at?
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio. I'm listening to a sad girl sing. Sang about how she got her heart broke. People reaching for stars. I just want me something natural.
Sing that shit.
When you're alone, it gets mighty cold.
Sing it like you
don't
wrote it.
Don't act as if you did not know.
Come on.
She let me play with her heart.
White people, get in.
I said I'll soon be home. All the while the girl was home alone. Let me tell you what she crying for.
Why?
Cause I'm fly.
Hey, super fly. Nate,
oh, 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 I'm fly.
Turn it on right now. Oh, shit. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Y'all already know what it is. We about to act a motherfucking fool in here, bro. My dog in the wheelchair said, nigga, I'm going to stand up if you do it. I was like, all right. So now I got the challenge, bro. We've been riding around this bitch all day, bro. Y'all got a beautiful ass city, fine women everywhere, bro. I saw a bitch in a treehouse. She live in a treehouse. They got all type of women in California. Eskimos, Alaskans, Scandinavians, nigga. It's all types of shit. Look at these. Hey, ladies, where the single ladies at? For real? Who like me? Cause I brought it with me. And some condoms. Bro, what are they making these condoms out of now? Teflon? You ever wear the condom on and feel like you fucking yourself? All you hear is the condom sound. I'm the only one still wearing condoms. Okay. I didn't know. I figured, okay, it is summertime, pregnancy season. Oh, this shit about to be ignorant. They already cussing us out. They said we really brought too many niggas and they can't let everybody in. I was like, maybe if you took that dumbass statue of Chris Tucker out, that shit don't even look like Chris Tucker. That shit look like a tall Don Cheadle. Fuck y'all. The Laugh Factory. This is a real factory. Ain't even no roof in this bitch. That's crazy. What's up, my nigga? How you doing, bro? Where you from, bro? Long Beach? Looking like the dude who sell Rolexes and shit. Bro, these gangster niggas is getting too feminine, bro. I saw a nigga with a pair of skinny shorts on today. Like, nigga, you can't sit in front of me. Your balls is out, sir. I am uncomfortable, my nigga. What happened to real gangsters? All these niggas do now is dance and smoke hookah. I got robbed by one of these new feminine ass gangsters. He had the gun like this and shit. Give me all that shit. Take your shirt off. I was like, what? Whoa. This is my real life. Much love to all these ladies with these big ass hairstyles that look like real hair. Then you get home and she take that shit off, so shit, what's up? That bitch, did you take your afro off? They used to at least glue them on. They don't even glue them on no more, bro. They wearing these shits like hoodies. One bitch had the sideburns just hanging. I was like, take that dumb ass shit off. You sweating Beijing and black gel? Stop stealing this makeup from the drugstore, ladies. You out here ruining shirts and pillows and shit. I had this girl at the hotel. She done left her whole face on the pillow, bro. Scared the shit out of Maria. Who is the person? I don't know, Maria. Bring me another pillow. She won't take no for an answer. Don't nobody clean up the hotel like them old Spanish grandmas, bro. It be one of them. They don't talk to nobody. No English, no English. Like, that's English. You didn't just learn that much and stop. And no, I don't want no service. It is 4:30 in the morning. Go somewhere else. I thought she left. I laid back down, went to sleep, woke up. She done made the bed up, cleaned the room up. I'm still in the bed. Now, when the fuck did she come? Fellas, stop being so freaky. You can't be out here eating pussy with your ass in the air. Lay down. What if somebody break in? He gonna shoot your freaky ass. You don't want your booty in the air. Come on now. Ladies, you gotta call him out too. Sir, get your booty out the air. Get under the blanket. Your booty is in the air, sir. Lay down, white dude. Lay down. Get under the blanket. Don't be out there with your ass out. Hell yeah. How you doing? That's your man? He look like you be beating the shit out of him. He a little nigga. He look like he just, get your ass in there and wash them dishes. Bitch, the game on. Okay, all right. How long you been married, bro? What about like 9 months? See, he can't even answer the question. That's her bitch right there. Shut up. Can I talk to him? Bro, you got anything you want to say? I know you've been holding a lot of shit in. She beating your hand. Look how little your hands are. His hands little as fuck. Nigga got puppet hands over there. 15 years? She beat up all your sad bitches, didn't she? I know you did. You light skinned without a scratch on your face? Come on. I know a bitch who can fight when I see one. She got her shit slicked down on one side. That's an ass whooping if you go over there. See, she fight niggas too. She got brothers. You scaring the white ladies. Are they about to fight? No. White ladies, y'all funny as fuck, man. Stop being so goddamn scary. Every time y'all see a black man, y'all grabbing y'all goddamn purse and shit like you strong, bitch. You vegan. If I want that goddamn purse, I'ma snatch the fuck out of that purse. Allison, you think clutching it is making it safe? If you don't sit that goddamn purse down, bitch. I'm scared of white women, bro. This club keep trying to set me up. I'm in the green room by myself. They keep sending the white girl with the big titties in there. Can I get you anything? Yes, go get Tamika. That's what the fuck I want. The black waitress with that little bit ass ponytail. That's what the fuck you get. Why they keep sending her? Is this a setup? Hello? I like this audience, bro. There's a lot of laughers in here. Much love to all the ladies who giving good head all summer, making this shit fun. I'm talking about giving good head all summer, just making the summer fun and shit. Oh, we love hanging out with y'all. The ones who give good head, don't it make you feel like a better man? Bro, good head, how you doing shit like putting money in your savings account, cutting grass, you be taking care of a lawn and shit. That is real life. All the women in here barely sucking dick. This girl gonna tell me, I don't suck dick like that. I was like, well, what you suck it like then? Suck it like this. Fuck that shit. You done ordered $70 worth of steak, all that protein. You got some energy. Suck some dick. Extend you with the head, give you head for 8 seconds. You ready? Yeah, for some more head. What the fuck? Then you ain't even sucking it right. You sucking my dick like you trying to open up a check. Come on, slow down. Teeth are sharp. That's too mean? Whatever. Taught myself how to eat pussy. I am gonna get my dick sucked. I feel like I should. I'm a hell of a nigga. I'm out here being, I'm a faithful black man. I'm straight. I like black women. I go to church. I believe in God. I take care of my son. My baby mama ain't tripping. Why wouldn't you fuck with me? You done fuck with niggas who was a lot worse. You fuck with niggas you done had to go pick up and suck dick. Come on. Shit, I could at least got myself over there. Come on now. See, I'm not out here asking for pussy. That's not my thing. I'm not asking for no pussy. I'm giving away dick. This not about me. This is good dick. This ain't just, this not dollar menu dick. This dick come with benefits. You been to fuck me, your credit score done went up 13 points just out the blue, just for fucking with a real nigga. Your edges is coming back in thick. You taking pictures like I'm lengthening on these bitches. I got hang time. You done lost a little, that little weight in the front. I'll help you get all that off. Look, they think about it. That's some good dick right there. The dick bring back edges. Bitch lose that little pudge in her stomach. Whatever. Ladies, stop hiding all your insecurities. Do you know that men freaky as hell? Everything you insecure about, we love that shit. See how quiet it got? He was like, don't tell the secret. Yes. Whatever the fuck is wrong with you, we like that shit. Y'all be trying to hide your stomach and shit. Do you not know the nigga who about to get that pussy freak as hell and he been seeing that stomach? You insecure because you had some kids and you got some stretch marks right here. Girl, that is the roadmap to good pussy. That's how you get to it. You can't be out here with no directions. You gotta read them stretch marks. It's a story in there. Tell you exactly how to get that pussy wet. And lead you right around the ass. You gotta rub the booty. All right. You ain't a real nigga if you don't bite that little dark skin piece of booty right there with her. If she Hispanic, it's gonna be brown, but it's right there. Where the ass meet the leg, you're supposed to bite that for good luck, all the fellas. White dudes, it's just gonna be a pink line right there. Bite that. You ever wonder how white dudes pick women? Because white girls get drunk at the party, get to dancing like this and think it's sexy. What do white dudes say when they see that shit? Look at those fucking hip bones. Amy's so fucking hot. Whatever, you knew I came to talk some shit. Hispanic ladies, if you got a man, you better love the shit out of him because they love the fuck out of y'all. They do, see, they ain't even clap. If your lady Hispanic,
you know you love the fuck out of her, because them bitches get big as a tent after the hell. And what the fuck did you eat? You shaped like a Capri Sun pouch. Out of all the fucked up shit I say, that's what make y'all turn on me? Look, he ain't left no more. Racism funny when it ain't your turn. What's up, my nigga? You good? That's your lady right there? Huh? Hell yeah. Boy, how you get that pretty ass lady, big boy? Mississippi, hell yeah. That mean that nigga ate her pussy, cut her grass, put a start on her car, went to church with her grandma, all that. That's what Mississippi niggas do. What'd he teach you? How you gonna volunteer some shit you don't know yet? Oh, how long you been with her, bro? 3 years. See, this nigga been here lady 15 years, can't say shit. You better learn from the Mississippi nigga. Anybody else in here from Mississippi? What part you from, bro? Prentice? Yeah, it's fucked up down there. That shit still look like the 50s in Prentice. They got one stoplight. They don't even have a Walmart. Huh? Number what? Bumpers. Bumpers? They don't even know what that is. That's a low version budget of Sonic. Yeah. Most of them bitches closed in 89. They still got one down there. That bitch closed, they just ain't get the mail. It's still going on, ain't it? What you say? You barely have sight. Who the fuck elected y'all to be the goddamn council to just... I ain't know that y'all was just gonna say whatever the fuck y'all wanted to through the whole show. You kinda scaring me. The girl with the, what is that, a t-shirt or some drawers? What is that? Oh, y'all gonna make it seem like I'm fucked up, like they don't just tie a t-shirt. I know what happened. She had an appointment to get her shit braided and her stylist didn't, and she like, fuck it, we still going, bitch, fuck it. Real hood shit, if a bitch say something, we'll drag that hoe. Fuck you talking about. See? See? Ladies, avoid them girls. Don't fuck with them. All right, I've been up here about 3 months. Let me go and get the fuck out of here. We done discussed everything. Y'all feeling good and welcome in this bitch? Bruh, hold up, bro. This your lady, bro? That's your lady. You's a low down nigga, bro. Fucking them kid grandma like that, bro. Where you find that lady at, bro? That lady was minding her business. You caught her in a vulnerable moment and shit. She done left Henry for his, I'm leaving you, Frank. For who? A real nigger, that's who. Nigga out there living good. Got a big ass crib in Beverly Hills. Much love to all the white ladies out here adopting black men, getting them out the ghetto. Kris Jenner started that shit. Look, she covered her face, oh my God. You like them? How long you been with them, white lady? How long? Shut the fuck up. I can tell because you starting to sound like a black auntie 12 years. Let me leave. This too fucked up for me. Y'all look happy, bro. Boy, boy, boy. Okay, where my niggas at? They ready? J-O-N, play some pimp shit. Y'all know my dog J-O-N, right? If you've been watching the 85 South show, you already know what this is. Play me something funky, man. Play that shit for all the hood chicks over there. Yeah.
got a tattoo on you somewhere. Ooh. Much love to all the ladies who know how to tie their goddamn t-shirt bonnet. Is the 85 South Show.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
We got some court.
I'm telling you, we gotta make sure this shit.
Yeah.
Niggas is
double Dutch up this
shit like a church in this motherfucker. You better sing and you better sing it right.
You alright, bro? You got hacked today.
No, bro, I'm good now, though. You know, God is good. We still here. You know, my followers real true to me. They know I never do no fuck shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Break you.
I've been too true solid this long. You think I'm going to be on cocaine now?
Nope.
I'm going to smoke weed now, man. That shit over with.
Yeah. Hey, man, with these ladies over here in the corner fucking with y'all while y'all was on stage.
Hey,
who that?
Yeah.
Nice. You know she this bitch got a podcast on.
Hold up one sec. Hold up.
She got a podcast on Tuesdays in the summertime, and she got a podcast every fifth Saturday in the fall.
Which one? With the red hair?
Yeah, right there.
What's your podcast about?
It's called KDHR Titties.
Huh? Niche West Agenda. You know what you should call it? The East Side Motel.
Her friend got matter. That Macy Gray goddamn do-rag on.
I try to say goodbye and I choke. Try to walk away but I stumble.
You ain't no police. Let me see that warrant. Shoot him! Shoot him!
Oh, shit. They was fucking with me the whole time. I was just making sure.
He robbing us.
You stink. That's what she said.
She said, you stink.
You stink. Let me see that goddamn warrant.
You gonna shoot me, boy?
That ain't no warrant. That's like, a Chinese menu.
Like, yes, bitch, he gonna shoot you. You better sit down.
Oh, shit.
Ooh, that's the real. That's the real. That's the natural side right there. That side ain't bullshit.
They ain't bullshit.
She said,
they ain't bullshit, woo. That's the group
on
side.
Oh,
now,
we ain't
right
on the natural. The natural is cool, ladies. Just make sure you consult your nigga before you make that decision. Don't just go natural overnight and expect the nigga to let you back in the house freely. No. You had the Dr. Miracle when you left yesterday. You come back with the goddamn net and just expect me.
And expect
like, what happened? Let you in. You got the fucking Florida Evans. If you don't get your good times, looking at.
Hey, man.
That bitch handling like dirty laundry up there. This bitch
stupid.
Hey.
Stop.
Been washing number whites right now.
I know. Ladies, if you got weave, be honest about the fact you got weave, too. Don't just wait till a nigga get comfortable with you and love you and you just suck this dick loose and shit. Now you want to show him your real ponytail. That shit the same size as a pit bull dick. Now he's stuck with you. Damn ponytail this big. Bitch, ponytail look like a Jolly Rancher, nigga. You like, bitch, if you don't get your candy-coated ponytail having ass the fuck out of here, I don't want to be
up
with you no more.
Come on, Mason
Shut
Gray.
Shut up.
Come on, Mason Gray. We want to see it.
Shut up.
Mason, what you do for a living, Mason?
You
dog,
dog
train?
Well, you need to get with this thing. You and the veterinarian need
that
to hook up.
That bitch got treats up on her head. Uh-huh. Good dog. Good dog. That is a great dog. You is a nice dog. Oh, I got a good one for you. I got a good one. This is what you want.
Hey, man, get the...
Big got number pedigree up there.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Oh, my God.
I would
love to see her training some dogs, bro.
Them dogs probably don't need lessons. You better not bite me. You better not.
Oh my goodness.
You a damn lie, bro. That's a real hood bitch. That them dogs listening to her, bro.
Oh, they ain't.
Sit the fuck down. And growl again.
Man, out of 20 dogs, only 3 dogs are actually trained, man. The rest of 17, they do what the fuck they want to do, man.
Where y'all find these people at, bro?
How long you been training dogs? 8 years now.
She probably ain't even got no dog. Just training everybody else dog. Come here. Come here. Come to the gate. Come to the gate.
Come to the gate.
I'm like, this bitch crazy. This bitch
she having conversation with the dog. Are those people back there treating you right, huh? Let me take my wrap off and give you a treat.
Look at
here you go.
Ass.
Here you go. You ever had a chicken nugget? That's a chicken nugget, little man.
What's your favorite dog to train? A Great Dane. Bitch, where you find a Great Dane in Long Beach? Who got a Great Dane?
You know where the Great Dane's at? In that shipyard and them containers, nigga. They got everything over there.
Oh, yeah.
She done been robbing the goddamn shipyard. That's what it is.
All them dog did.
Bro, I almost shit on myself coming across that bridge.
Yeah, you did. You was scared in the motherfucker.
I hit that dump. That shit's a clunk. Ooh, shit. There it was. That was it.
That's a long-ass bridge. That was it right there. We went over 2 bridges.
Come on. The whole shit was a bridge.
I thought we were going to Mexico. Shit, I ain't know it.
Yeah, they put a Brooklyn Bridge in Long Beach. That bitch big as a motherfucker, man.
Nah, I'm back on this bitch with this Great Dane, though. Hold up. So what dogs you be training out here? Why you training all aggressive-ass dogs? What the fuck is wrong with you?
You see how
y'all didn't even catch that. When you started asking her about the dog, she got proper as fuck.
That's what I'm saying, Lo.
Pomeranians, Great Danes, German Shepherds.
You got to make white people feel comfortable when you talk about their dogs. They serious about it. So why would I trust you with Gunther? You're like, well, I've been training dogs for 8 years, and
Steal Gunther's ass and sell them back to you. Fuck wrong with you. You seen Gunther? Nigga, I ain't never had Gunther. We're looking for him, $5,000. I think I seen a nigga with Gunther.
I love this shit, bro.
You train cats? I bet you do.
That means she's selling pussy in Long Beach right there.
Yep.
If she train cats, that's if she's selling pussy.
Hair-ass coochie,
that's
too.
That's what that is.
What's she selling?
Come get it. Come get it. I don't want that pussy.
No.
I don't want
Hell
that pussy.
No.
That who? Ooh, she look like she don't shave either. So let that pussy just. That pussy look just like that mic. You missed the spot, baby. You missed the spot.
Hey, man, I'm through talking to you, bro. You a fucked up individual, and you'll say anything to these people.
But like, baby, you missed a little spot right there.
Women do that shit all the time. Shade the pussy, leave the ass hairy. Pussy be smooth, but got Bigfoot ass.
Big old ass.
Ain't no hair on the pussy. There's a ponytail around the booty, though.
With some tissue in it.
And it's longer than a real ponytail. You're like, bitch, how you gonna have an asshole ponytail longer than the one on your head?
You can tell what's on the hoe getting fucked in the head, too. That shit like a little ant pile. You like, ooh. The top of an ant pile. Y'all don't play outside. Fuck that.
He said, y'all don't play outside.
I used to stay kicking ant piles. Nigga, don't fuck my yard up.
Hey, man, we do not apologize for nothing this nigga said.
Oh, no, I don't. I got hacked today, so I'm trying to tell the truth. You hear me?
Yeah, man, that shit
you
was crazy.
You seen that shit, man? Man, boy, I'm glad I had 2 phones to catch that stupid shit. I'm glad I got friends like y'all who was paying attention.
We been telling about that shit happened.
It was you first. He was like, what the nigga say on Twitter first?
I'm on Twitter just scrolling. This nigga doing push-ups eating a chicken wing.
True story.
I said, I'm watching a nigga do the push-up. I said, damn, nigga, you trying to fuck Alexis Texas?
That's a porn star, if y'all don't know. I didn't know. I was introduced to the bitch today.
I'm like, nigga, why are you trying to do that? Don't do that, DC. You might as well just go outside and run your dick over with the car.
I said, what the fuck you talking?
Damn. Damn, nigga, in everything. Damn. How'd that happen, bro?
Go change
your
password.
Get out of there, man. Code 10. Enemy is here. Shit. Damn.
That's that goddamn iCloud 4 shit. Let me get that. You trying to fuck Alexis Texas? I think it's that. You trying to fuck Alexis Texas?
I'm looking at the nigga do push-ups. I just seen this shit pop up one more time. Like, this nigga's a Jimmy.
Nigga, somebody hacked
they
your
was
shit.
Then they was trying to fuck Leslie Texas. Got that shit out of the way. Then what are we at today?
That we Roscoe. Roscoe's. We get Roscoe's, yeah. Roscoe's.
It's cracking that food. It's cracking that food.
Had some of that good Mexican fried chicken. That shit is
shit.
I'm telling
good
you.
Mexican.
Hey, nigga, ain't a nigga named Roscoe worked in Roscoe's since the 70s, all right? I'm
Bruh,
telling you.
Every Roscoe should have an old black man pretending to be a nigga named Roscoe.
Roscoe, exactly.
What about the nigga at Gower who was taking the list? And he was, but that nigga was dedicated. That old ass nigga, George Jefferson looking
he,
at
yeah,
him.
Yeah, he should be one of the
that
best.
That nigga should be employee of the month.
But David, take David. David, David. Run out of chair. And give me that one chair we short chair. Hey, David. Man, why you so your butt, OG? You a
black baby?
You gotta get it. You want that five?
But anyway, we sitting in Roscoe's. I'm looking on Instagram. Somebody done posted a picture of some goofy ass shit on Fly page. I'm like, Fly, you posted this goofy ass shit on your page? He's like, somebody posted more goofy shit on my page. He said, come on, guys, let's get the fuck out of here. We got to roll right now. Fuck the chicken. I'm like, yeah, you got to get that shit straightened out, G.
Real
they
top.
Got you, nigga.
Yeah, we got, I was, nigga, I was in Roscoe, nigga. I ran about a Roscoe, nigga. Damn, they didn't pay for the food. And the nigga at the cash register want to be a fan. He like, it's you. I'm like, fuck, nigga, hurry up and charge that credit card. Bitch, I got real shit going on.
I'm glad my shit ain't get hacked.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm finna get the fuck on with T-Mobile. I'm sorry. I gotta go to Verizon, man. I gotta go. I gotta feel secure, man. It was the people at the store who work at the store had my account information, all that shit. I don't even trust them folks. I'm just finna
got
start.
Hacked by somebody
I'm gonna
at
get
the
me
store.
A Nextel. Y'all see me when y'all see me, nigga. Fuck and that Instagram shit.
It's crazy that we live in a time where your phone could get hacked. Like, we come from a time, we old enough to remember when all a motherfucker could do was play on your phone. Hello, fuck you, click. Got his ass.
They don't even
got
do that
his
shit no
ass.
More.
Now, nigga, hack your whole phone. You can get into your Instagram, your bank account, see all the
every
naked
time.
Pictures you got of people in your
that
phone.
What I was, that what I thought my phone knew, like, yeah. I was like, ooh. This finna go this out. This finna go down. Some niggas gonna be mad at this bitch. Hey, bitches all in my shit. Looking nasty too, like. Gotcha.
I don't know what's going on. They taking my service.
Earlier. It's your name. It's him.
Earlier.
Is that the name of the account?
That's my name, but look, it came back.
Yeah.
Change my number.
I think the SIM card was just getting used to like.
Yeah. No, it ain't. Somebody taking my stuff. Why do I keep? Are y'all not listening?
What record do you prefer? Does it matter or?
Man.
Change
me some.
Can I get a picture?
Yeah, baby, come on.
I know you're busy.
It's all good. Just let you keep on the fuck about you. What you got going through, you still gotta be an entertainer and
perfect.
Make sure they happy. Yeah. Somebody over here trying to run me.
Is this a good number?
Because my service is being gone. That's what I'm saying. They taking my service. It ain't like they doing it as I got my service. It ain't like nobody is in my email. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they taking my service and then I can't use my phone. And then they going in and then all of a sudden my service come back. People text me like, where your phone? Where you tripping? Where you getting hacked? What the hell?
That girl's on there again.
Who? She on there right now?
Yeah.
She on there again? It's another person?
She on there? The system, but just in case.
They see it.